Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Forecasters predicting Hurricane Lee will reach the New England coast by tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says Lee will likely still be a large and dangerous cyclone when it reaches southeastern New England late tomorrow and will then move over Maine and the Atlantic Canada during the weekend. Hurricane and tropical storm warnings have been posted along the New England and Canadian coasts, and southeastern Massachusetts is under a storm surge watch. President Biden has written a letter to prominent news outlets urging them to carefully examine his House impeachment inquiry.
The White House's message calls on news organizations to challenge what it perceives as falsehoods and misinformation circulated by Republicans. And that's not sitting well with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's really concerning to me that the president, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
McCarthy emphasized the importance of the press objectively investigating Republican claims regarding President Biden's alleged gains from his son Hunter's international business ventures. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers Union preparing for a strike against Detroit's big three automakers. Yesterday, Union President Sean Fain ruled out any extension of the existing contracts with GM, Ford, and Stellantis after they expire tonight. Fain said September 14th is a deadline, not a reference point. Members are at odds with the companies over wage increases, pensions, and job protections. San Diego authorities reporting a surge of migrants at the border with Mexico. Hundreds of migrants, including some from Africa and Asia, have been gathering in the space between the two border barriers south of the city. Aid workers and volunteers scrambling to get food to the migrants and their families while they wait to be processed. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
NASA astronaut Frank Rubio now holding the record for the longest orbit mission by an American. Rubio passed 355 days on the International Space Station this week. The West Point grad, who is a doctor and a helicopter pilot by training, said he's looking forward to reaching 365. A reporter asked Elon Musk if he thought AI would kill us all.
I hope not. You should think of the future as a series of probabilities as opposed to certainties. There's some chance that above zero that AI will kill us all. I think it's low, but there's some chance. I think we should also consider the fragility of human civilization. And if you study history, I think you realize that there's a rise and fall to every civilization. Every civilization has a lifespan.
So
we want us to last as long as possible.
Oh, horseback rider in California arrested and charged with driving under the influence, or riding under the influence, after a California highway patrol spotted that person in the saddle with an open alcohol container. When the officer caught up with the rider, he said there was evidence the rider might have been impaired by alcohol. After an investigation, that rider arrested for a DUI. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And we've got, for the first time, this remarkable story of one man's miraculous rescue from Nazi Germany's first concentration camp being told. You know, many stories of struggle and triumph from the Holocaust remain shrouded in secrecy. It's no wonder that there still is a percentage of people that don't believe in the Holocaust when the evidence is so resounding and so quite clear and empirical. Well, the details too traumatizing for survivors to revisit has added and kept, you know, kept the narrative a bit secret, and you can't blame them. You know, for that reason, the author requested her family's dramatic account, Escape from Dachau, a true story of survival, courage, and a daring escape in the face of unthinkable evil, be published after her death. Her daughter is here to join us and tell her her mother's harrowing and true story. Susan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill, and thank you for allowing me to introduce your audience to my mom's memoir.
Well,
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The book begins by talking about how the Jews were a very loyal and committed part of German society. Mm-hmm. They weren't only doctors, lawyers, engineers, and architects. They were contributors in art, music, and science. My grandfather was a war hero for Germany in World War I. And my grandmother and her sisters volunteered for the German Red Cross during World War I. So it is no wonder that whereas once Hitler came to power, many Jews left, including my grandmother's family, my grandfather believed that this can't happen to loyal, committed Germans.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm a war hero. It's not possible, which is why they did not leave when the writing started coming onto the wall in 1933 when Hitler took power. And you're right. My mom and my grandparents never spoke a word about the Holocaust until the year 2000 when, well, starting in the 60s, the German government had invited citizens to a program called Our Lost Citizens to return
exactly.
to Germany and take part in, you could go wherever you wanted to go. And for years,
and they toured some of these concentration camps, right? As part of that,
they toured the city, any place that the visitors wanted to go. They took my mom and myself. In fact, we brought my 16-year-old daughter as well because my mom said, even though they were only supposed to bring one other person, my mom said, I will go. Well, first, my mom never wanted to go, and my brother, sister, and I convinced her to go. But she said, if I can bring three generations to dance on Hitler's grave, and, of course, he's not even buried in Germany. It was philosophical.
Right.
We would go. And so in the year 2000, we did this trip. And I am telling you, I was shocked because I had never heard a word about it until we were on this trip and other people were talking about what happened and my mom started opening up. And when we returned to the United States, my mom sat down and wrote this memoir. And, you know, it's so harrowing. In 1936, my mom was thrown out of her public school because Jews were no longer allowed to go to the schools. And at that point, the brown shirts had already started to roam the streets, harass and beat innocent Jews in the street, putting swastikas on their businesses and on their homes. And then in 1938, early 38, just before Kristallnacht, they took my grandfather's business, his car, their home, everything. But now America had closed its doors to more Jewish immigrants. And so Jews were desperately trying to go elsewhere, Argentina, Israel, and other countries that would let them in. And then on November 9th, the infamous Kristallnacht is when they started burning down synagogues, homes, and businesses. And the day after, November 10th, my grandfather was dragged out of his home and taken to Dachau. And you were right to say that Dachau was the first concentration camp, and it was meant to be a work camp where they were making the engines and the equipment for the war effort. But many, many prisoners died in Dachau. The treatment was so severe. My grandfather once, the only time he ever spoke about anything, he spoke sort of to himself, but it was overheard that they would take them out naked in the snow and in the winter and hose them down, and that was their showers, and many, many people died just from that kind of treatment.
From that exposure. Well,
and that
Susan, they were treated, the Jewish people were treated as less than. Here
absolutely.
It is, you had an outbreak of plague, and Hitler and his acolytes had associated the plague, you know, with rats, and, you know, that was brought on by the Jewish community. And the Jewish community at that time. I'm trying to get in context here for our audience here so people understand. The Jewish community was pretty much, it would have been, I guess, pretty easy to identify the Jewish community because they kind of came together as a community. They weren't like spread out throughout Germany, right?
Well, they did come together as a community, although they were prolific throughout the country and throughout Europe. Keep in mind, 6 million were murdered during the Holocaust. And I want to go back to something you just mentioned. In the 1300s, and this is mentioned in the book during the bubonic plague, very few Jews got the bubonic plague. So, again, in Germany, they were blamed for the plague. But now science has recognized that the Jews had these what was termed very weird washing habits. Jews get up, they shower in the morning. They wash their hands before they eat. They wash their hands after they eat. And this is why very few Jews got the bubonic plague, because they were constantly washing. But back then, it was thought they're poisoning the water, or they're doing this or that. But even in society today, when people are successful, especially if they're successful and they started with nothing, it angers those that have been unable to, you know, make themselves successful. And I think that a lot of blame comes from that kind of attitude. In Germany, there were so many collaborators that it's shocking. Their friends, their neighbors, people they knew turning in Jews. And the question about all the collaboration is always something that is so shocking and worrisome, even in today's society. So
not much has changed, really, Susan. You know, you think about
it.
Well,
I think I think a lot has changed, but there are still those, like you said, my suggestion that to those that do not believe in the Holocaust, take one visit to the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and go to the room where they have actually recorded actual victims, actual survivors telling their story.
Unbelievable.
Susan,
we've got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Susan Sloan Surveys right here on the Bill Martinez Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Our guest is Susan Sloanum Surveys. It is the story, it's her mother's story. The book is Escape from Dachau. It's a true story of survival, courage, and a daring escape in the face of unthinkable evil. And as I was mentioning to Susan in the break, I don't know that we've ever heard of all the people that I've interviewed about the Holocaust, putting into context, part of the reason, because I think that's one of the things that people ask all the time is, why did the Jews stick around? And here was, I mean, the very same people that served Germany in the World War One effort. And in her case, her grandfather, who was a hero, noted hero, even with a statue to this day in Stuttgart that has his name noted as one of the heroes of World War One on behalf of Germany. And of course, he's got his business and, you know, you got the culture, you got family, and to be uprooted like this and to experience, if you want to call it a modern day exodus. Boy, you can only imagine what must have gone through their minds and why they thought, well, maybe this is temporary, that the God that they serve would protect them, right?
Well, exactly. Exactly. He just would not believe what he was hearing and what he was seeing. And then, of course, the day after Kristallnacht, when he was dragged out of his home and brought to Dachau, that was, basically the end for him. Mm. And but there was a very fortunate episode here that is shocking and really the tribute to the bravery and sacrifice of some people. My grandmother had a first cousin whose name was Emanuel Rosenfeld. He worked for Schock at the Reichsbank, which was the biggest bank in Germany at the time, based in Berlin. You'll recognize the name Schock because he was tried at the Nuremberg trials. Mm-hmm. So when Hitler came into power in 1933, Hitler took Schock out of the bank to become his Minister of Economics and Finance. And, of course, Emanuel Rosenfeld, who was a numbers guy, a brilliant mathematician who worked for Schock brought him into the Third Reich government to work in the Ministry of Economics and Finance. Then 34 comes around. Jews are starting to be harassed and beaten, and many, many Jews are leaving the country. And Emanuel Rosenfeld got scared. So he left the government position under Schock. He changed his name to Max Emanuel, and he hid in Berlin trying to get papers to get out of the U.S. I mean, to get out of Germany to go to the U.S. or anywhere for that matter.
Right, exactly.
So imagine this. He gets his papers to go to the U.S. And at the same time, he gets a call from my grandmother's brother, who is already in America, saying, my grandfather got taken to Dachau and Emanuel, you've got to get him out.
Oh, wow.
So here he's got this excruciating decision. I've got my papers in my hand to leave Germany and save my own life, or I can try to get, by the way, my grandfather's name was also Adolf. I can try to get my cousin Adolf out of a concentration camp. And he makes the decision at midnight to drive the 500 kilometers from Berlin to Dachau and try to get my grandfather out. Now, how does he do that? Because there are checkpoints.
Exactly.
The smart thing that he did when he left the government, he kept his identification papers that identified him as a government official for the Third Reich.
Mm.
Now, keep in mind, who's guarding these checkpoints at midnight, 1, 2 in the morning? Young, inexperienced Nazi soldiers that, quite frankly, are afraid themselves that if they do anything wrong, they're going to be taken in the backfield and shot.
Exactly.
Here comes this man at midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, to the checkpoint, and he pulls out these papers that identify him as a government official. They did not even open the booklet. If they had, they would have seen that his name in those documents was Emanuel Rosenfeld, clearly a Jewish name.
Right,
but
exactly.
But they saw on the outside him identified as a government official for the Third Reich, and they let him through each and every checkpoint.
That had to be the hand of God to get him through like that.
Seriously.
Yes.
I agree with you 100%. Because the fact that none of them even bothered, a couple of them said to him, what are you doing here? Why are you? And he would just say government, official government business. And they would just let him through. No one actually opened this leather case of identification papers. They just let him through.
Yeah.
So that was in itself was a miracle, of course. The decision that he made shows such true bravery and sacrifice. And there were those that were willing to do that to save someone else's life. And that is basically the real meat of this book, Escape from Dachau, my mom's memoir. And it talks about how he arrived at a concentration camp at Dachau, demanded the release, and it even talks about how, he was sweating and he was scared and he was so nervous, but he tried to muster up this really tough-sounding voice and demanded the release of this prisoner. And when they brought my grandfather out, he did not recognize him. He was so emaciated that he actually asked them, are you sure this is Adolf Mueller? Have you brought me the right prisoner? Because
right.
he did not recognize him.
Wow.
So,
and that probably lent credibility to his position, to ask that kind of question, right? I would think. So it probably offered some cover. So they bring him out. They release him. Max, right?
They released him to Max Emanuel. They drive immediately to Stuttgart. Now, we do not know where my grandmother was during this time.
Okay, we got about we got about 2 minutes left here. So, we're going to have to summarize this very quickly and then remind everybody that they got to get their hands on your book. Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely. The story, even the end of how they got out of Germany is riveting. And, most people say I couldn't put the book down. I read it in one sitting. And in the book, you will see actual pictures of the Nazi passport, all kinds of papers and documents. These are real. These are things that my mom kept. And so it is an incredible escape story. And I really want to thank you, Bill, for having me on and allowing me to share this true story with your audience.
Well, what a blessing. And, how the family was able to, endure this and come back together. And, of course, part of the documents are U.S. documents as well that your grandmother had preserved as well. So it is quite the testimony and history. And even looking at the map the distance that Max had to travel from Berlin to Dachau. And what a harrowing experience, and going through each of those checkpoints and thinking, oh my God, are they going to find out? Am I going to be stopped?
Yeah.
And then, of course, he gets that far, and then now he's got to go and retrieve your grandfather.
Exactly. Right.
Unbelievable. What a great story. And thank you, Susan, for sharing it with us. The book is available at all the usual places. Escape from Dachau, a true story of survival courage and a daring escape in the face of unthinkable evil. Go ahead, 15 seconds. You can have the last 15. Go ahead.
It's on Amazon. It has 5-star reviews, so I hope that everyone will get on Amazon and order the book because it's an incredible story. And it's
without a
true.
Doubt.
It's really, I call it a memoir. Not a
it was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Forecasters predicting Hurricane Lee will reach the New England coast by tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says Lee will likely still be a large and dangerous cyclone when it reaches southeastern New England late tomorrow and will then move over Maine and Atlantic Canada during the weekend. President Biden has written a letter to prominent news outlets urging them to carefully examine his House impeachment inquiry. The United Auto Workers Union preparing for a strike against Detroit's Big Three automakers. Yesterday, Union President Sean Fain ruled out any extension of the existing contracts. San Diego authorities reporting a surge of migrants at the border with Mexico. Hundreds of migrants, including some from Africa and Asia, have been gathering in the space between the two border barriers south of the city. Corey Myers, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
To Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And we're going to check out America's Money Answers Man on his birthday day. Jordan Goodman joins us now, the nationally recognized expert on personal finance. What is going on here? China is, some regard, we talked about this last time, Jordan, that we can be thankful that China's economy is not blustering. And maybe this may be holding back a bit of their aggressiveness right now.
Doesn't seem so, Bill. It's interesting because as their domestic economy is imploding, they're becoming more aggressive internationally. They put planes and ships around Taiwan all the time in the South China Sea, and they're supporting North Korea. They're being very aggressive internationally, but domestically, really in trouble. Their real estate market has been their core of their growth, and over 50 real estate developers have gone bankrupt in the last year, including the two biggest ones, Evergrande and Country Garden, and they're literally leaving behind huge so-called ghost cities, literally.
Yeah.
There's one state in Malaysia that cost $100 billion. It's got like 50-story buildings, and they're all empty and will never be occupied, being left behind. this is not good for the economy when you put all this money
in. Well, and it's probably not good for anybody that's allying with China right now, because they're seeing this. I mean, it's hardly being reported here in the United States, but real time, people are seeing, okay, you know, things probably have tightened up a little bit. And, you know, like anything geopolitically, you can smell blood when it's in the water, can't you?
Well, yeah, it was interesting at the G20 meeting that just happened, President Biden, that he does not want to contain China. That was his exact word. And that, I think, is taken by China as weakness, basically, on our part.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, they've been very aggressive militarily and politically around the world. So it, I think it's almost related. The weaker they get domestically, the more they want to project power internationally, maybe to distract their people from all the woes they're going through. If you had just bought an apartment bill in a building that was going to be completed, you've lost the life savings and you're not a happy camper.
And well, no, you think?
Yeah.
No, that's an absolute disaster. And as you said, the G20 didn't fare too well, you know, for Joe Biden. I mean, he didn't fall off the stage, thank God. But, you know, it wasn't very impressive, the way he represented the country. And then he comes back home. Oh, well, before he comes back home, he's got to stop in Vietnam, has a little bit of a presser, and he doesn't want to talk to everybody. I think he only answered about five questions. And then he, you know, for 9/11, gets back, you know, to the country, lands in Alaska, and, you know, starts off his speech with a joke. Wow. How would you like to be, you know, handling Joe Biden right now?
I think they want to hide him.
It would require medication, I think, for me. I need lots of medication.
But, I mean, it's on the world stage. We are needed now. We really are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Very aggressive. Obviously, Russia's being very aggressive, although they're losing in Ukraine. North Korea is being aggressive. They're going to be giving arms to Russia now. It's normally the other way around. But Russia needs North Korea's arms. Iran is being very aggressive here.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be stand up for the democracies against these totalitarian states.
Exactly.
And well, doing it.
Yeah, Jordan, it's like everybody's running out of bullets except the IRS.
Yes, they'll have 87,000 more agents to harass everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's fine. You get guns, but you don't get ammo. You got to go buy your own ammo. You know, kind of like the teachers in New York. You know, we got all these illegals that are coming in and occupying your classroom. And, hey, look, they're illegal migrants. You can't expect them to come in with number two Ticonderoga pencils and a workbook. So you got to go to the store and go buy some for them, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's overwhelming, the schools. There's over 100,000 illegal immigrants that have come into New York, and they're just overwhelming the schools. And it's happening in Philadelphia and Chicago and Los Angeles and other places as well. It's just overwhelming the system. It's just, it's ridiculous. It really is.
Well, you know, and the thing is, and you don't want to be mean-spirited, Jordan. I mean, they brought this upon themselves. They declared themselves the sanctuary cities, but little did they know what that would actually mean when people took them for their word and started coming and looking for residency and looking for, you know, Obamacare and all the freebies that the Democrats said that we're willing to give them, right?
Well, that's right. They say they were sanctuary city, and then when everybody wanted sanctuary, they said, we can't handle it. We need money from the federal government to handle all this. It's just a complete mess. But, Bill, I wanted to mention something happening on the international stage, which really has not been noticed, which is the so-called BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, had a meeting recently where they basically said they want to de-dollarize the world economy. They want to create a new BRICS currency that will be a 55-to-1 ratio to the U.S. dollar. At that meeting in Johannesburg, they also added seven new countries, including Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Argentina, and some others as well. And they want to start trading in the BRICS currency instead of the U.S. dollar. This is a major threat to the U.S. because if that were to happen, the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency. This means massive inflation in the U.S. Anything we import from China, from India, from Argentina, from Saudi Arabia is going to be at a much higher price if it's denominated in the BRICS currency. This is not that much at all, but this is a major problem. We have been ruling the roost since the end of World War II with dollar as the world currency, and it has protected us against price increases and has made inflation lower than it would have been otherwise. They're trying to change that. Now, it's not going to happen instantly, But they're clearly going that direction. I think other countries will join the BRICS as well. And this is, again,
what is that saying, Jordan? I don't think it's necessarily just out of meanness or they're fed up with America. I think they've just lost faith in America's standing.
I think that's part of it. And it hurts them when everything is denominated in dollars. And, you know, it hurts Brazil and Russia and China and these places. They want to have their own currency, basically. And it's mm-hmm. backed by gold, by the way, which ours is not. The dollar
yes, right.
gold 71. Mm-hmm. They would come up with a better currency than the U.S. dollar. And this is a threat that you don't see a lot of publicity about, and certainly Biden's not doing anything about it.
Well, and the deal is, this is the danger that people need to realize, that this is in the offing. You know, if you have another... let's just say if you have another Democrat in the White House, that will continue to move forward, and then we're going to get beyond the tipping point where it's irrecoverable, right?
Well, I think that's certainly happening. If they implement what they just talked about at their meeting in Johannesburg, you're going to have world economic currency, and the dollar will no longer be preeminent. And that is a major threat to us, to our manufacturers, the prices that America pay for things, and the center of gravity will be leaving the United States to this new entity with many of the largest countries. I mean, those countries have about half the world's population, between China and India and Brazil and South Africa and Russia. I mean, these are major countries, Saudi Arabia. I mean, these are powerful, rich countries that are trying to get off the dollar standard. And I think it's a major threat that has not gotten enough
attention. I agree wholeheartedly. You and I have been talking about that. You know, it seems like this, the entirety of this year, at least anyway, that this has been in the offing. And, I'm just only praying that we have enough time to where we could reverse course. Because I would say this, Jordan, I would think that strategically, if America once again returned to energy independence and became an exporter of natural gas like we were heading to, then I think that gives us some leverage. And we might be able to, you know, stop that momentum. Because like you said, this is going to take time. This isn't going to happen overnight. And they're going to have to go through a learning curve, and they're going to have to go through some pain and suffering. And that's going to, give America an opportunity to get its hooks back in this area and control it. Otherwise, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, the danger that, could prevail is much more than we can imagine.
And we're going the opposite direction. President Biden just took pretty much all of the Alaskan oil potential off the, instead of not drilling. Just a very, very small area is left. And he took all the rest of ANWR off. President Trump had brought that on for production, and President Biden just took... That's just an example of we're going the opposite direction of what you just said, Bill. We're becoming less energy independent.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there until next time. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
Well, I'm talking to you every Wednesday. The highlight of the midweek is that I get to talk to you, so it's a great blessing.
Well, you know, and I so appreciate you, and I appreciate us being able to carve out some time because, as you know, we pre-record this on Wednesday to play back for Thursday, so I don't want people to be confused when they hear different days. So that's the story.
Don't be confused. It's not Thursday or Wednesday or Friday. It's sometime out in the liminal space of the interdimensional world that Bill Martinez lives in.
Oh, we're going to go into the Twilight Zone suddenly. I can hear it now. Hey, good fun here. Let's talk about Divine Influencer. You know, I had a chance to interview Laura Silva at NRB and Sherry Rigby, our old friend. I say our old friend. Gosh, she's so gorgeous and looks great. You know, when I say old, I just mean just that we've known her for a long time. Certainly not any common commentation whatsoever on...
I've known her since she started. Yeah. I've known her, you know, through her in my daughter inviting her to speak on the panel at NRB and all of that. So Sherry Rigby is an interesting character, but we won't talk about that because we're going to talk about Divine Influencer, which is a really good movie. And it's on PureFlix, which is now being run by a friend of mine, Bill Abbott, who owns GAC, who used to be at Hallmark, who before that was at CBN. And one of my best friends is Brad Gavoy, is putting together some of the movies for that they're drifting over to PureFlix. And another friend of mine is inputting some other movies. So Divine Influencer is about a 29-year-old social media influencer named Olivia, who's selfish, self-centered, so self-centered she gets fired from her job, and her parents cut her off from her allowance, and she gets evicted from her apartment.
And it's all a timing issue too.
I've heard of people like Bill Martinez going through these problems, but I've never met anybody who's going through so many problems. And she ends up at a rescue mission. Of course, as with any good rom-com, it's being run by a man who went to her high school, who of course, you know, is partially a love interest. So you got the love interest, you got Jesus changing her life. The actress does a really good job, and I'm proud of him because the previous movies that they did were not as good, and this is a really good job. So I'm proud of him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and Sherry Rigby was the director of said Define Influencer, and a great storyline that people are going to be really blessed by. Yeah, it was kind of interesting how the movie evolved, like you said. It's just that it had to be a God thing because it was like all the dominoes fell at once. You know, her parents saying, hey, look, at we're taking you off the family payroll. She's behind on her rent. It just all came crashing down all at once. She's doing a great job in social media with this upscale retail operation. It's all going well until it stops, right?
Yep, and, you know, this is called a plot problem. I think one plot problem would have worked. So, you got so many plot problems here that, you know, it's incredible, but that's okay.
Yeah,
it's just excessive plot problems forever. Yeah. And ever and ever and so.
But it all ties in.
Struggle exactly. Into the thing.
Real quick, because we talked about this last time, and that is Camp Hideout, which releases this Friday, the 15th. And I was reminded to remind all our listeners that they should, you know, check that out. And of course, you gave Camp Hideout, if I remember correctly, a positive review.
Yeah, and it's not a great film. The plot has been done many times before. They mix it up a little bit by having it not as a... I mean, it was done 2 years ago and a year before that, so we see a lot of these movies. And it's a good movie, and it's worthwhile watching. There is a great movie coming out this weekend, a great movie on Amazon Prime. And if I have to say the word great again, it's made by real Hollywood producers and directors. It's made by a good friend of mine who did Rookie and did Miracle and won more Movie Guide awards than anything else. And it's called A Million Miles Away on Amazon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And what's amazing about this, it's the story of the first migrant farm worker. His family is traveling all around as a little boy, you know, going from farm to farm, who wants to be an astronaut. And he works hard to be an astronaut. And at one point, he's thinking that the reason he's not making it is because of racism. And his wife tells him, don't do that.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful line. Stop thinking about that. You've got to think about how you can succeed.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
And she asked a great question, if you remember, Ted.
There is no foul language in this movie.
Right.
And it is extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank the producers who are good friends. And he's won a lot of our Movie Guide Awards. And he probably will win a Movie Guide Award for A Million Miles Away. So if you want a great movie about an underdog making it and getting into the space program, this is the movie to watch.
Yeah, I liked what his wife said to him. You know, when he kept getting rejected, I think he attempted something like 12, 13 attempts to get into the NASA program. I mean, this is a kid that goes from, you know, the fields, you know, with his family in San Joaquin Valley as a migrant worker and realizes his dream, but he stayed with it. But at a point, his wife said, you know, after, you know, in dealing with this race card issue, was like, okay, what do these people have that you don't have? Let's just break it down. Well, they got a little bit more education. They can fly. They can swim. So, okay, so now you know what to do. And so as a family, they committed to train him up to get him to that point to where he was able to realize that dream. And, Ted, I had a chance to talk with, the star. Well, it's his story. No, not Michael Pena, but, you know, the astronaut himself. Jose Hernandez. And what a great guy. Yeah.
That is really great. I thought he was a million miles away.
He was, but he came back. But I told him, I said, talk about, you know, breaking the, you know, everybody always talks about breaking the glass ceiling. I go, you go a million miles to break a glass ceiling. I go, yeah, you just have to do it big. So,
well,
but anyway.
Have you seen any of Mark Cerotti's movies before this, mm-hmm. like Rookie or Miracle? Every one of them has been nominated for a Movie Guide Award. Every one of them is excellent. And they're mm-hmm. always underdog stories, Bill. They're always stories about somebody who shouldn't make it, who then, you know, beats the odds, but he mm-hmm. you know, it's about success. It's about
yeah.
freedom. It's about a person actually taking advantage of the mm-hmm. free market, taking advantage of freedom, taking advantage of the fact that anybody can succeed. And I love those stories.
You know, I do too, and I always come away with the idea, Ted, I don't know about you, but only in America. Where
only
else could
America.
They possibly do that, right? I mean, the way that way God has blessed this country. Let's talk Chuck Norris.
Well, Chuck has been a friend. He came to the Movie God Awards many, many years ago. And through the process of coming to the awards, he came to Christ. Mm-hmm. He became a good friend. We gave him a couple of Movie God Awards. My father, who was the original Texas Ranger in the 30s, his stage name was Bob Tex Allen, Texas Rangers. The mm-hmm. Tex Allen Ranger Series, Bob Allen Ranger Series. We gave him the award. Chuck is just one of my favorite people, and you know his real name, right?
I did, but you asked me right now. I couldn't give you the right answer, but go ahead.
Okay. His name is Carlos. So, you know, he's another mm-hmm. success story of
yeah.
growing up in a really bad side of town.
Mm.
And, you know, then getting out of it by joining the armed forces, going to Korea, learning, you know, martial arts, becoming just great at martial. So he worked his way up. He's not a guy that grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's
mm.
a wonderful guy. And he's telling about work. And he's
yes.
used his power. He's saying in the article we have a Movie Guide that we need to work hard. And, of course, mm. that's the message of Million Miles. It's a message of Chuck Norris. It's a message of anybody who grew up on the wrong side of town.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to cry. So I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, it's God's message as well, is that we find joy in our work, you know, and God tells us to be fruitful and multiply because it's good for us. It's healthy for us. And, you know, you ask anybody out there when they're happiest, and that's when they're working.
Yep.
I find. Yep, I agree. Well, we'll leave it there. Until next time, Dr. Ted Baer, as always, you're such a joy. I appreciate you. The founder and publisher of Movie Guide, movieguide.org is where you want to go for more information. Thank you, Ted. Take care.
Out, Million Miles Away, check it out, and Divine Influencer, and give a prayer for Chuck Norris. He's going through some physical problems. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.
Well, there he is, the infamous Dr. Ted Baer from MovieGuide.org. Always a blessing to have time to talk with him and, you know, get up to date on the latest reviews. Just an update, by the way, Jose Hernandez was originally scheduled to air today, but we moved him to tomorrow. So you will get a chance to hear that interview. His true story, I mean, wow, it is just unbelievable. And this inspiring movie will be released tomorrow, so perfect timing. You get to hear the interview and then get to go out and check out the movie. It's launches globally on Prime Video tomorrow. This inspiring movie, A Million Miles Away, how this young man, you know, goes from the fields of the San Joaquin Valley to outer space. Can you imagine? You talk about a climb. You know, for those of us who have experienced life in the fields, we appreciate heartily all the more this great story.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. The final.